Hi, it's Deborah Solomon, and today I'm at the Dominique Levy Gallery on Madison Avenue and 73rd Street. And she is opening a new show of sculptures by Germaine Richier. If that sounds unfamiliar, I'm not surprised. Germaine Richier is not well known in the United States. She worked in Paris, and her reputation exists mainly in Europe. It's a large show, and I really enjoyed it. If you want to take a trip into the modernist past, this is it. We're looking at bronze sculptures. A lot of them seem to come out of the sculpture of Alberto Giacometti, who, to my mind, is probably the leading sculptor of the 20th century. We all know his famous walking man, that thin, elongated, attenuated figure strolling through a city plaza with a void engulfing him. And her work comes out of Giacometti's work. I think it's very figurative. We also have here a lot of tall, spindly figures. But instead of walking through a city street, we feel like we're walking through some imaginary dream world where a lot of the creatures are hybrids that have human bodies and insect heads, and that you probably would not want to meet. She's one of the few really well-known female sculptors of the 20th century. Her forms do not feel overly stylized. They feel very earthy. When you look at her sculptures, you feel the paunch of a stomach. You feel the thickness of a neck. You feel the rolls of fat. And I think other sculptors, such as Henry Moore, who worked entirely in abstract form, or Giacometti, who worked in a very stylized form, may treat the body through metaphor. She uses, instead of metaphor, a kind of direct tactility, which is very appealing.